Hello and welcome
Love
to
Talk
Hope
Radio.
Hello and welcome to Pro Baller Weekly here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, today, the awesome thing that we're doing is we're just giving you an NBA update. This is Alexis Levi, your host, and I welcome you to the show today. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the teams. We're going to talk about the top players. We're going to talk about the stats of the week. So stay tuned. Hold on to your seat, and you're going to get some great information. Now, I was looking at some of the headlines, and the awesome thing about that is that they give me such good things to look at and to share with you. The Pistons are actually doing really pretty good. I mean, they're not ranked as high as I would like to see them ranked, but they've been having some decent games, and they cruised past the Pacers this week. Kyrie Irving and crew are doing really well. Kyrie lifted the Celtics over the Lakers, and they actually had their 10th straight win. So obviously the Celtics are doing well. Lonzo Ball, a little bit of a disappointment I'm seeing from a lot of the Twitter and the blogs and things of that nature, even some of the reporters that are out there. I saw something just before I was about to log in and said, is he a little bit too lax? I think so. I think he's got to take it a little bit more serious. I think he's got to get aggressive. I mean, they gave him the top billing as the top star overall at the Lakers, so he's got to step into those shoes. He can't sit behind everybody else, especially when you got Kuzma doing his things the way he is doing it. I know he's been a little distracted. Obviously, got the reality show. They've got, you know, the father out there. They've got the brother getting arrested. So a lot of things are going on. So, you know, we wish him well. Porzingis obviously is doing major things this season as well. I mean, he's playing top numbers, the elite player this year. Curry's out. I don't know how many games he's out, but he's out for a little bit. You know, the crazy thing is the Knicks are still streaking, so obviously he had some good influence there. Paul George and Westbrook get a fine for criticizing the officials. Now, come on now, everybody criticizes officials, so I don't know why he got fined, but maybe they're just a little more vocal with it. And, you know, you watch a game, everybody is upset with what the officials are doing. So anyway, that's what's going on there. Simmons is the next, they say, the next constant triple-double king. He's a threat now in the NBA, doing pretty well this season. We already talked about Porzingis. Bledsoe is making the Bucks a threat. So we look forward to seeing that. I was looking at one article, the NBA veterans that need to prove themselves. I didn't want to give you all of them today because it would be too long. But I did write down a couple that we need to look at, maybe the top five. One is Kent Bazemore. He's a shooting guard, small forward for the Hawks. He started 11 games, 2.7 turnovers per game, shooting under 36%. So he's got to step his game up if he wants to keep a job. Next is Bismarck Biyombo. He's averaging about 13.8 minutes per game, 3 fouls and 1.3 turnovers. He's another one that needs to step his game up or he won't have a job. Mario Chalmers, point guard, Grizzlies. He's missed a lot of the last season. He had a ruptured Achilles, and 22% shooting, not good enough. Three-point shooting really got to step it up. I mean, I give him a little bit more grace period, obviously, because he had the ruptured Achilles. 69% free throw shooting. So we wish him well. He's back on his feet now. We just wanted to get his numbers up so he also keeps the job. Wilson Chandler, small forward, Nuggets, struggled as a starter this season. He started all 10 games, averaging 30 minutes, but not doing too good on the numbers, 8.1 points per game. 3.5 rebounds per game is 6.5 he had last season, so he's got to step his game back up as well. And Dante Cunningham, doing okay. I mean, just needs to step his game up, small forward for the Pelicans, so he needs to step his game up too, okay? Now, just to give you a little rundown of where this week's numbers are, Houston is still in first place with 5-2, I believe it is now. They actually have been doing pretty good. I thought they had a couple more wins under their belt. Golden State's doing pretty good still. San Antonio's number 3, doing okay. LA Clippers. So the top five are, drumroll, Houston Rockets, Golden State Warriors, San Antonio Clippers, and the Memphis Grizzlies, I believe, are coming right behind that. You got the Boston Celtics, Cleveland Cavaliers. Can you believe the Cleveland Cavaliers are down this far? I think they're like seven. Toronto Raptors, still haven't, a couple of them haven't been able to gel. I think sometimes when you put a lot of stars on one team, it takes a moment for them to get in sync with each other. They're all great players, but, you know, they have to play together. That's the thing. And, you know, over at the Cavs, obviously we have King James, who is definitely the stronger head of all of them. It's a little bit hard probably for them to take a back seat to him. Then we have number nine, we have the Milwaukee Bucks. Number 10, the Portland Trailblazers. OKC comes up right after that with number 11. Orlando Magic, number 12. We have the Minnesota Timberwolves coming in at 13. Washington Wizards at number 14. Detroit Pistons at number 15. The Denver Nuggets at number 16. Let's see who else we have. Oh, the Pelicans. New Orleans Pelicans at number 17. Utah Jazz coming up at 18. Miami Heat, 19. Charlotte Hornets, 20. Brooklyn Nets, 21. Okay. Then we jump down Sacramento Kings, L.A. Lakers. The L.A. Lakers are not doing good this season. And it's funny because they do have a couple of good players. I really like Kuzma. You've heard me say that probably 100 times. I just like him because he hustles and he makes plays and he tries to do the best he possibly can. Sacramento Kings obviously is down on the bottom as well, along with Dallas Mavericks. Dallas looked like they had a promising season, and I was just like, okay, good. You know, I loved it when they had Pierre Jackson on there. It seemed like he was going to be a good addition. Then they changed over to the next guy after Pierre got hurt. And now Pierre is over in Israel making big noise, doing really well over there. So maybe at some point they'll, you know, get him back on the team. I think he gives a good brand for the team, and he also works hard, and that's what they need. And the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns are pretty much almost at the end. You know, I look at these teams sometimes, and I think, you know, out of all the money they're making and all the things that they're doing and all the endorsements they're doing and everything that they're getting, I'm hoping that they're taking it as serious as I do when I report off on it, that they're doing, you know, that they need to step their game up and do well. One of the things that I've seen this season, which I really like, is I feel like because the Warriors were at the top for the last couple of years, that more teams obviously added players on so they could compete with the Warriors and try and win the championship. But what that did is it also pushed the teams to be better, to be faster, to be quicker, to shoot better, to, you know, at least keep in line with the fundamentals, play better defense, play great offense, you know, make their free throws, do as well as they can because they're looking at every single thing that pertains to having a good game as things they can improve on. And so the good thing is that, you know, obviously, even though, you know, I'm a big, huge Warrior fan, I have a lot of teams that I really like. And, you know, some of the players are doing better than they've done in a while. I mean, Carmelo Anthony is doing better. I love, you know, D. Wade. I was looking at some of the veterans and thinking, you know, they're doing pretty good as well. And, you know, I just like what's happening out there. I think it's an exciting season. I think it's more exciting than the last couple of seasons. I mean, even though I was a fan of the Warriors, I think the season play is a lot better this year. I think when I watch the games, I feel like they're, you know, really pushing the ball up the court. I don't feel like they're walking up anymore. I think that they're rebounding, and I feel like they're scrapping a little more. They're getting on the ground if they have to, and, you know, getting aggressive. You know, there's been a couple little spats or fights, you know, that have happened because people are passionate about winning this year. And so I'm hoping that the season will continue forward, continue on just like this. It's been an exciting journey to the news before I did this report. And one of the things that they said was that they didn't realize Blake Griffin was going to be so good this season without CP3. I think sometimes what they forget is these guys are all super, a lot of them are superstars. A lot of them are very good players. And unfortunately, some of them are matched with people that are given, you know, just as much publicity as them, or, you know, given the title name. And when you start looking at it, even though they're separated, moved to different teams, I'm hearing more about Blake Griffin than I'm hearing about CP3. I'm hearing a lot about Harden. I'm hearing a lot about still Curry and the crew, you know, you know, Clay and Kevin Durant. I'm hearing about them. I mean, still hearing about them. I'm hearing a lot about Kyrie. Now, Kyrie was playing after or behind, as we all say, behind LeBron. But we all knew he was great. We all knew that he was going to be a standout player. We really did know that because, you know, if you watch any of the Cavaliers games, I mean, though LeBron is a good player, you know, Kyrie, when LeBron wasn't doing, you know, as well, Kyrie was always the one that would come up and make a difference. So it's good to see him on his own team. It's good seeing him lead a team. We all knew he could do that. And, you know, now he's in Boston doing his thing. So bringing that Boston franchise back. So one of the things that I love to tell people as we go, you know, with Pro Baller Weekly is we've reported on everybody. We've interviewed a lot of, you know, athletes. We've interviewed coaches. We've interviewed, you know, executives from some of the teams and so forth and so on. And all we want to do is just continue to go forward. I want you to continue to support us, both on Blog Talk Radio and on NGSC Sports. Because that was our first home. So we thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to sign off. This is Alexis, host of Pro Baller Weekly. This is your NBA update.